£750 on the ID3, £5,000 on the ID4, and 0% APR and solutions PCP. Plus, a free OMI home charger with standard installation. Power up and drive electric with Volkswagen. Subject to eligibility, order by 6th of January. Indemnities may be required. Maximum 36-month contract. Volkswagen Finance.
Knowing you've just re-entered your curly era, your partner has got you this Dyson Airwrap. You'll cheat on your hairstylist after realising how easy Hollywood waves actually are. Your partner, being him, knows nothing about hair, of course, except that it's 86% of your personality. Give knowingly, John Lewis.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Donald Trump's Republican Party looks like it'll retain the US House of Representatives, meaning all levers of power in Washington fall under his control, having also won the Senate. It'll make it easier to introduce policy than if the Democrats had a majority. The incoming president has met Joe Biden at the White House. They shook hands and promised a smooth transition of power between now and January. Earlier, Mr. Trump told a Republican conference it's nice to win.
A lot of good friends in this room. So, you know, we had like historic kind of numbers, especially for the president, but we won't get into that. But the House did very well.
Pharmacy owners in England, Wales and Northern Ireland have voted in favour of collective action for the first time, which will see fewer open in the evenings and at weekends from January. Some could also stop providing emergency contraception. Nick Kay is the chair of the National Pharmacy Association.
Seven pharmacies a week are closing, and in the last decade we've had a 40% reduction in funding. That coupled with things like the budget and the NI contribution and minimum wage, people would understand that actually community pharmacies are really at a precipice.
Ministers insist they are committed to community healthcare. Police in Brazil's capital say one person's died after two explosions were heard outside the country's Supreme Court. Local journalists say the building was evacuated. Some of the cash spent on a ticket for big stadium and arena concerts could go towards supporting smaller venues under government plans. It's proposing an industry-led voluntary levy within the price of a ticket. Consumer Group Which is launching legal action against Apple, claiming they're forcing iCloud services onto customers. The tech giant denies being anti-competitive. And we're told a video appearing to show the suspended Premier League official David Coote taking drugs is being taken very seriously by the referee's body. The Sun has released the footage that was allegedly taken during Euro 2024. From Sky News, I'm Anna Bates.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical. This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music, every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific, move beyond.
Hey, is your Aunt June still coming to Christmas dinner?
Yep, and her new boyfriend.
I'll get the extra chair.
And his daughter.
Oh, and some plates.
Plus her boyfriend.
Ah.
And his two mates, their girlfriends, their neighbours, their second cousin's twin sisters, the mailman, Glenn from down the road, his primary school teacher, my personal trainer, his dog, his accountant, Bill, and that lady I met on the bus.
We're going to need to go to IKEA.
From extra plates to bedding and everything in between, get guests ready.
Oh, and Grandma's staying over.
IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
I'm on a boat, wind in my hair, charting my own course of destiny. I'm a sailor. Nay, a captain.
Sorry, are you on Gift Gaff or something?
Yeah, and their Black Friday deal just saved me loads on a new phone.
Is that why you're on the roof?
Yeah.
In a paddling pool.
Also, yes.
Yeah, you need to get down. That's the vicar's house.
Save up to £250 on the latest phones with Gift Gaff's Black Friday deals. Head to giftgaff.com. Offer ends 4th of December 24. Terms apply. Ahoy!
Money Super 7, your mission. Saving Britain on their household bills. What have we got?
Already on it, boss. People could switch to a new credit card with us. We've got some great deals.
Not bad. Anything else?
Car insurance. Money Supermarket could also save people up to £460 on car insurance. That's worth shouting about.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself.
See how much you could save today with Money Supermarket. 51% of consumers could save up to £460. Consumer Intelligence, September 2024, 18 plus, UK only.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
How much? Oh, my God.
I take it you wasn't expecting that, my love.
No.
What a wonderful way to start your Friday.
It's more than good. It's brilliant.
Oh, bless you.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you. The magic of classical music.
Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
We'll be right back. So have you ever wanted to hear a classical piece by Elton John on the radio or all 15 minutes of Rhapsody in Blue? Well, your wish is my command every Sunday here on Magic Classical. Email classicalrequests at magic.co.uk and I will always try my best to get your music choices on the radio. Listen live this Sunday at 7 p.m. and if you're watching the Strictly results, you can always listen when you fancy on Rayo.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
50-gram box of Victoria biscuits, now £3, down from £5 with your Tesco Club card. Helping feed your Christmas spirit. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of larger stores ends 19th of November. Club card or app required.
The Volkswagen Drive Electric sale is here, featuring the ID3, ID4 and ID5. That's the sound of drivers powering up and enjoying our supercharged offers. All with an extra £1,000 off. Plus a free OMI home charger with standard installation. Experience the electrified world of Volkswagen. Sale must end 18th of November for delivery by end of year. UK 18 plus retail customers only. T's and C's apply. £1,000 including VAT saving to on the road stock vehicles price. Subject to eligibility.
The last 123 Lotto.com draw isn't until 10 p.m. today. So you still have a chance to win up to £25,000. 18 plus, please play responsibly.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2023 and 2024, we provided £8.8 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Seconds. That's the difference between life and death.
I've seen it firsthand in Gaza, in Syria, in Sudan. I'm Javed Abdelmonem, a doctor with Médecins Sans Frontières. As conflicts continue to spread across the world, it's crucial we can act fast. As an MSF doctor, I may need to stop life-threatening bleeding, treat gunshot wounds, or care for blast victims, all in a matter of seconds. That's why at Médecins Sans Frontières, we don't waste any time. We're working in more conflict zones than you may be aware of, giving everything to give people a chance. Just £30 will keep our life-saving work going. Please help us save more lives. Because with trauma care, every second counts. You can buy us vital time. Please give just £30. Search MSF Doctor or call 0800 055 7979. That's 0800 055 7979. Thank you.
Knowing you're a teapot person, but when your eldest got married and the youngest moved out, you thought, there's not much use in a teapot for one anyway. Wait, something's on the boil. Your son's got you a new one, and you're about to meet someone else who likes a tea party just as much as you. Give knowingly. John Lewis.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Donald Trump has met Joe Biden at the White House, with the pair promising a smooth transition of power. The Republican Party has held on to control of the House of Representatives, meaning that, coupled with the Senate, the incoming US president should find it easier to push through his policies. Fewer pharmacies could open at evenings and weekends from January after owners voted in favour of collective action in England, Wales and Northern Ireland. The National Pharmacy Association says underfunding has left them in an untenable position. Some could also withdraw from providing emergency contraception. Taryn Govind, a community pharmacist in Manchester, feels undervalued.
Pharmacies are really important at tackling health inequalities, and I think the government needs to realise the wealth of information and support that local community pharmacies provide in actually helping with the rest of the healthcare system.
Ministers insist they are committed to community healthcare. Police in Brazil say one person's died after two explosions were heard outside the country's Supreme Court. We're told the president wasn't in the neighbouring palace at the time. We're told Labour MP Kim Leadbeater, who's proposing legalising assisted dying in England and Wales, is disappointed by some of the Health Secretary's criticism. Wes Streeting opposes a change and is worried it had come at the expense of other NHS services. A bill to be debated by MPs would grant the right to die to terminally ill adults with less than 6 months to live. Campaigner Sophie Blake has breast cancer.
I would like to have the opportunity to have good palliative care and end-of-life treatment. And then if the pain becomes intolerable, have that choice to be able to say, OK, I've had enough now. I can't take this anymore.
A report's found the UK's food system is relentlessly pushing people towards unhealthy choices. The Food Foundation charity says adverts and supermarket promotions are setting us up to fail. And the King is to spend his birthday opening two food hubs. He turns 76 today. From Sky News, I'm Anna Bates.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.